Karen Gordon.
How you doing, Ms. Gordon? It's Sergeant Craig here. Thanks for calling me back. I appreciate it, ma'am. So the reason why I was calling you is because I received word from the prosecutor's office that they denied the warrant that I typed on Mr. Buck. The reason why I waited to call you is because I was waiting to see if they were going to send it back to me. They haven't, so I guess they want me to come get it. I'm not quite sure what the process is. But last Thursday, I think it was, today is Monday, I got a call from them saying that they're not going to sign the warrant. I don't know if they called you. I don't really know what the procedures are. I don't know if they called you and let you know they sent something in the mail or they relied on me to call you. I'm really not quite sure about that. But I was calling to inform you of that and tell you that it came from the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office. Juvenile Division.
Okay, and they didn't say why they denied the warrant.
They said they denied it because insufficient evidence, I do believe, is what they claim, what they're citing, insufficient evidence. It was a phone conversation I had with her, so I'm going off my memory, but basically they were saying that they didn't feel like there was sufficient evidence. This was an incident that happened back when it happened originally, and the prosecutor's office moved forward on you. You were acquitted of the crime, but they reviewed the juvenile prosecutor that called me on my cell phone told me that she reviewed the case with the prosecutor from Third Circuit. She reviewed the case then, and all the pertinent information from both cases. That's why I took so long for them to call me back after I sent it to them. And then they came up with the conclusion that there was insufficient evidence to move forward because, well, I don't want to say because, because it's not like it's my decision, it was theirs, but I think that they just felt like although you were acquitted of the charges in court, there was still probable cause to move forward on you to go to the trial. You were found not guilty, true. No one is denying that. But they initially felt like they initially had probable cause to move forward that you had did something that you shouldn't have did. It's what they believe. And since that, and I'm, you know, Ms. Gordon, now, I know you, I've learned to meet you, and I know that you're probably going to take what I'm saying at face value, and you probably shouldn't, because I can't speak for the prosecutor's office. So if you're saying that if you're thinking that what I'm saying is gospel, it's not. I'm only telling you what I think happened. So take what I'm saying with a grain of salt.
Okay, who do I talk to in the prosecutor to find out why not enough evidence or why they didn't proceed with it when I gave them a statement that the boy said he put his hands on me and I didn't put my hands on him. So who do I talk to in the prosecutor? Who do I talk to at Wayne County that made this decision?
Because
I need to know why they made this decision and why they didn't, if it wasn't enough evidence. I need to know why they didn't proceed with it.
Okay. I have to get the number for you from it's the Wayne County Juvie Division, Wayne County Prosecutor's Office, Juvenile Division. I have to look that phone number because I don't have the file. They never gave me the file back with the written determination of why they didn't. But I'm only telling you what she told me when I talked to her over the phone. Now, I can get you the phone number for the Wayne County Juvenile. I'm going to have to call you back with it because I don't have it handy because I never got nothing back from them. But suffice to say, they felt like that, you were found not guilty in a court of law, true. But they felt like they had reason to bring a case against you. So just because you were found not guilty doesn't mean that they don't believe you did what you did in the first place. So
Okay, but see, for you, I'm like you said, don't make an assumption on them, because for one, I have proof that the cops lied on me, that, like you said, that they felt they should have moved forward, had, like I told the commander, had the investigator did his job and investigated, he would have found out that I didn't touch the little boy. But since the investigator didn't do his job, or the prosecutor, I got charged for something I shouldn't have, because under no circumstance of that anybody that look at that film, that have looked at that film, said, I don't understand, why was you being charged with something?
Okay.
Everybody that did seen that film, that watched it and read the statements, that the grandmother said one thing, the boy said one thing, and the granddaughter said one thing. But I gave you proof that the boy said he put his hands on me, and they don't want to go with I can't press charges on him. And I just need to know from them I'm going to go further with this, because they didn't have any proof. If anything, it showed that I didn't hit that boy and I was prosecuted. It showed that boy hit me, and you're going to tell me they don't want to prosecute him. It's not logic, and it don't make no sense. So where's this? Somebody know this woman or something? It's something that's not right about that. Because like I told your commander, they pressed charges on a black young man on a woman word that said that he was a pedophile, and to come find out she lied, and it was, at the bottom line, the prosecutor and the investigator didn't even do their job, and it was thrown out. But it never should have went to court. So my thing is, I have proof and everything, and they don't want to prosecute, and I want to know under what grounds, when they do prosecute, where is that line that they make that decision? With proof they don't want to, without proof they do. It's not logical.
Okay, I understand your feelings.
It ain't my feelings, it's a fact.
That's a semantics argument. I don't want to argue the semantics to you, but it suffices to say, I kind of told you that this might happen, and I know you didn't like it when I told you that, and I was trying to...
No, I didn't ask you what did you think. I asked you to proceed, because you told me that everybody down there felt it was a tat thing, and it wasn't. I was the one assaulted, and I was the one accused of being assaulted, and I told the police that day I was assaulted, and I wanted to press charges. And the little boy told them he came down to my property, and assaulted me. And he said he did.
Ms. Thornton, yes. Ms. Thornton, see, that's the thing, see, people try and talk to you, ma'am, and try and make them try and just have a simple conversation with you, but you start getting upset, and it's hard to talk to you.
I'm not upset, I'm just telling you my point. You don't want to hear my point. Don't say I'm being upset. I'm being logical, and you don't want
to
hear logic.
I'm listening to you. No, that's not true. I'm just simply trying to have a conversation with you. I'm not upset. I'm not raising my voice.
And I'm not upset, and I'm not raising my voice. I'm just telling you logically that everybody that's seen that video, everybody that read the thing said, what did the police officer them know this woman? I said, I can't say they do, and I can't say they don't. They said, this is a bunch of bull. I said, I agree.
I understand, ma'am, but all I was simply trying to say to you was simply this. When last time I talked to you very calmly and very friendly, I tried to tell you that I wanted you to
I understand that, and I just asked you, and I asked you now. All I'm saying is, let me know who decided and why did they decide. That's all. I don't want an assumption. I don't want you to think. I want to know the facts. I want to know why did they deny it. That's all I'm saying. And I want to know who it was and I wanted, and I would like it in right.
Okay, I don't know if they'll do that. I can't speak for them. I've been a cop for 30 years. I don't know that they'll do that. I don't even know that you're going to get the satisfaction that you're looking for. All I'm trying to tell you,
I'm not going to get the satisfaction that I'm looking for. I'm not going to get a thing to say why they not going to prosecute after I've been hit.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Please just listen to me for one moment. Just listen to me. All right, listen in the street. Just listen to me for one minute. I know you may not agree or you may not like what I'm saying. I'm not trying to be the bearer of the bad news, but all I'm trying to tell you is the prosecutor's office may not do how you may want them to do. They may not give it to you in writing. You may not have the conversation with them that you're having with me. I don't mind talking to you, but that's not to say that they have to talk to you. I submitted a warrant, and I gave them every piece of everything that you gave me. And they read it, they determined they're not going to move forward and charge the Mr. Buck. Now, when I give you the number, all I'm trying to tell you is that you may not have the conversation. Just like one time me and you was on the phone for like 30 minutes, and I was listening to you, and I let you vent, and I let you even got upset, and you got emotional. What I'm trying to tell you, Ms. Gordon, is this simply, person to person, man to woman, sergeant to citizen, however you want to look at it, that when you talk to them, they may not talk to you as long as I've been trying to talk to you. I don't mind talking to you. That's not to say that they have to. That's all I'm trying to get you to understand. They may not talk to you like that. They may not give you the answers.
Okay, that's fine. But I'm just saying to you, you don't have to go through all that. Let them make that decision, and I want to know who made that decision. I don't have a problem with that. That's what I'm telling you. But I need them to say that, not you. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I understand that. And I'm not mad about that. If that's their procedure, because my thing is, you said it might not be enough evidence for them to proceed, but it's no, okay, but then it seemed like to me, like they always do, then come to me and say, ma'am, is it any other type of evidence you have that this occur? And I do. Like I said, I had a boy stating that he put his hands on me. So what kind of evidence I need to present to you for the assault and the sexual assault that happened on me to take place. And I just want to know, why is it some people have to have evidence and some not? That's all I'm saying to you.
Okay, I got you. Okay, so look, give me a few minutes. I'm going to find the number. I got to go online. I'm going to go online to the prosecutor's office, juvenile division, and then I'll call you back with that phone number as soon as I get it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, give me about 10 minutes.
Okay, thank you.